I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on sex, on work, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. That's how we do it around here. And you could be hearing your letter live on the air because we're going to read it. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject, sorry, I don't like wearing panties. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I truly embarrassed myself and I want to pack up and move out of town. I live alone in a quaint little area of town and I am the only black resident on the street. My neighbors and I sit on our front porches in the evening and laugh and talk to each other to pass the time. The other evening, as I was sitting on my porch, I noticed that my azaleas were blooming, so I decided to pull the weeds and put out some plant food for them. My next door neighbors were out, so was a couple across the street and a few more of my neighbors. The children were either playing in their yards or riding bikes. Since the quarantine, I've gotten used to wearing house dresses around the house, and I usually do not wear anything under them. I live alone, so I prefer not to wear any underwear when I'm at home. This particular day, I chose to wear one of my shorter dresses, and without thinking, I decided to fool around with my azaleas. As I was bending over in the yard to pull out weeds and clean around the blooms, it didn't faze me that I didn't have on any panties. When it got dark, I stopped working. I told everyone goodnight, and I went inside. Later on, I checked my cell phone, and I had a group text message. My neighbors texted me three pictures of my bare naked behind up in the air. One of my neighbors was mad because her child was outside, and she texted me a lecture on being mindful of the families that are in the area and how my nudity had affected her child. I told her that I didn't do it on purpose. The other neighbors just laughed and told me to be more careful. I am sure the neighbors and their children will laugh about this forever. I'm renting this house, so should I move? Should I just move? All right. Is anyone buying this? I'm not buying this. I mean, what woman do you know puts on a short dress? Mm-hmm. I don't care if it is a house dress. Mm-hmm. Bends over with no panties on and forgets that her naked behind. I don't know. I mean, what?
There's a draft.
You gotta feel a draft. You gotta know that your butt is out. Every woman knows this, especially if she's in touch with her body. Stuff like this doesn't happen. In real life, I just don't believe this. I mean, I'm sure this happened, but you're that out of it that you don't know your butt is out. I don't get it. I mean, you sound like a nice lady. Who is that blowing like there's a breeze? Okay. Crazy. I mean, you sound like a nice lady. Like I said, you sound like a good person. Your letter was nice. You know, you sound like a good neighbor and everything, but come on. I mean, I don't understand as a woman how you don't know when you're out commando. I just don't, especially bending over. I don't know any woman who wouldn't know this. I'm just shocked at this letter. And if they did, it would be on purpose if a woman went outside with no panties on and bent over. And that's an entirely different kind of woman. I don't think you're that. So, you know, I get why the neighbors were upset and group texted you. I'm sure it looked crazy, especially in front of the kids. So I would apologize to my neighbors again, tell them you didn't mean it again. I wouldn't leave my home or anything. You know, this whole thing is going to go away, especially if you don't do it again. But, I mean, I just would make sure when I went out to check my garden on my azaleas that I wouldn't go commando if you're that out of it and don't remember. It just sounds odd. I'm just not buying that she didn't remember that. Steve?
Well, this is a hard letter because I can't relate to this. Oh.
Okay.
My ass has never been out.
Okay. What? And if it was, you would know it, right?
It just has never been out. I'll give you some examples I've had in my life, but I really can't relate to this at all. First of all, let me tell you why I can't relate. You done moved your ass out to this quaint little town. You the only black resident on the street, and y'all sit on y'all front porches in the evening and laugh and talk to each other past the time. You could have stayed in the hood for that. Because that sounds like hood to me. I don't know what you moved your ass way out there in the little quaint little town for by your damn self. The only black, so you can go sit on the porch and talk and laugh and tell stories to the get dog on the porch. That right there, I can't relate to that. Why am I going out there to do this? I could have stayed at the crib. Then the other evening, you sitting on your porch, noticed that your azaleas was blooming.
Azaleas, Steve.
Azaleas.
Well, no, they about to be azaleas in a minute.
Azaleas?
Yeah. You noticed that your azaleas was blooming. So you decided to pull the weed and put some plant food out for them. Now, your next door neighbors was out. So was the couple across the street. A few more of your neighbors. All these white people now.
White folks.
All the little white kids out there playing in their yard, riding bikes. All the white kids. Now, you won't blame this on the damn quarantine. You got used to wearing house dresses around the house. Right. Who took your black ass out there and wearing house dresses out on the front sidewalk?
Hold on, Steve. Hold on.
Man, we'll have part sugar, two. Honey, ice tea.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry letter for today. The subject, sorry, I don't like to wear panties. Well, we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's get back into it. Strawberry letter for today. Sorry, I don't like to wear panties. That is the subject.
This lady done moved herself out in the quaint little area of town where she the only black on the damn street.
Okay.
Her neighbors sit all out on the front porch in the evening laughing and talking to each other, passing the time. What you move out there for to do that? They do that in the projects. They do that in the hood. That's a hood move. And I bet the conversation is more interesting in the hood, too. You're the only one out there. Damn. Man, you noticed that your azaleas was blooming. You decided to pull the weed, azaleas. And you took your naked ass over there and want to pull some weeds and put some plant food on. Now, your next door neighbors, all of them out. Come across the street, some more neighbors. Children playing in their yards, riding bikes. All these is white folks. Since the quarantine, you done got used to wearing house dresses around the house, and I usually don't wear anything other than them. And you went outside in that? I live alone, so I prefer not to wear any underwear when I'm at home. This particular day, I chose to wear one of my shorter house dresses without thinking. What? Outside? I know you ain't took your ass outside in a house dress. You know that ain't no gardening outfit. All the white people on TV had their little slacks, their gloves, their little spade in their hand, got their little apron on, their little bonnet tied up under, got a little wagon next to them. Ain't nobody out there in no damn house dress. Why ain't your ass just tie your head up too while you was at it? Why ain't you just come out there and look like you was finna make pancakes for the damn neighborhood? I decided to fool around with my azaleas. You didn't decide. You went out there to do that. And like Shirley said, and I was bending over all in the yard, pulling out weeds and cleaning up the bloom. It didn't faze me that I didn't have on any panties. What?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Girl, Shirley said, what woman? A woman going up steps pulls their dress together. A woman coming down off of a bus pulls their skirt together. Women are always, women sit with their legs crossed. Women sit with their knees touching. Women protect that area. You know better than bent your ass over with nothing on in front of these white kids on this bike.
This big
them little damn white kids don't know what all that is.
Cause an accident.
They sitting over there. Ain't nobody told you nothing. They just taking selfies.
Yeah.
Over there just snapping photos of your thick ass over there just bent over. The husbands ain't nobody saying nothing to you. Oh, look at him. Oh, look at him. Then, and you had a group text message. Your neighbors text you 3 pictures of your bare naked behind up in the air. How you don't feel that wind?
What?
Who ass out and don't feel wind? Let me tell you something. Like I said, I can't relate to this, but I have been in a hospital gown before. One of the most uncomfortable damn things I've ever done. I don't know why it's open in the back. I guess it's for when you got to go to the bathroom so you don't mess up yourself. You ain't got to, you can just sit down. But I want the opening in the front where I can see it walking down the hospital corridor. And I can feel that wind. Had to go down there to give blood while I was doing the physical. Air just all blowing across my ass.
Right.
I thought it was a little person behind me just blowing on it. I had to turn around. Is it somebody? Is Tyrion back here?
Tyrion. Game of Thrones.
Sitting up in here, man. I said, see, that's how I look at stuff. And then you done took your naked ass outside. What your crazy ass? If our pants is unzipped and a breeze hit it, boy, what is this air? What is your air? And the butt is one of the hottest areas on your body. I don't
explain it.
It stay hot. That crack in the middle of your butt is one of the warmest areas on the body. Any temperature change can be detected. And if you spend all day, if you reach at the top of that crack, you feel moisture.
Yeah.
Now your ass been out there all day quarantined. You done went out there in the evening. No, your ass has done got hot all day, and you didn't feel no breeze hit that little warm side of your tail. You just a damn lie. And Shirley is right. She ain't buying it, and I don't either. They gonna text you a lecture, being mindful of the families that's all in the area and how my nudity had affected her child. I told you, that little white boy riding by on that bike saw all that ass up in there. He know what that was. He done stopped, put his kickstand down. He leaning on his bike seat. He trying to work it out. Now, he need therapy. I didn't do it on purpose. You a damn lie. Should I move? You shouldn't have went out there in the first place.
All right, listen. Post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter and Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes.
I got one more comment after I come back.
All right. Our girl from the talk will be here, Cheryl Underwood, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.